So the idea, the original idea, till Phil got a hold of this, was to approach statutory construction in a way that'd be useful for you. Let me just get a show of hands. How many of you spend half of your cases involves at least some point a contract or statutory construction question? And it's almost everybody. And how many of you took a course in law school devoted to contract and statutory construction? Almost nobody. And so that's the problem I run into. Of course, there's whole books on this. Most recently, the bestseller, Scalia Garner's, which is 600 pages long, has 57 canons of construction, 13 typical Scalia false canons or half-truth canons, things that you're told are canons and just aren't true. And, you know, it just takes a while to read. And I don't know about you, but I don't have time to read through all of those on every case I have. So what we put in materials at tab 12 is a four pages, but on two sheets of paper, front and back, that has 75 canons of construction, which are the ones you're going to most often come across. So it'd be useful when you run into something And let me assure you, this happens all the time. You look at that text at first, you go, oh, man, we got a loser here. But the more you look at it, this is what we're paid to do, appellate lawyers. The more you look at it, the more you'll become convinced that your client is actually right. You just need to look at it longer and go deeper through this canon list, and you'll find something that's helpful. So we don't have time to go through all 75. You'll be glad to know. So I'm just going to hit a few of the high points. First, the goal, of course, often stated, is contract construction, though Scalia has some objections to that term.